I will say that Norm just mentioned Barcavius Mingo, who I think is on the Ribby Pulse All-World team. I don't know if you've talked to him recently, Gordon, but Barcavius Mingo has to be...
No, I've not talked to Barcavius recently.
No, I mean Ribby.
Who?
Who? I don't listen. Yeah, I don't listen. No. I think Barcavius Mingo and, well, Akwazi Owusu-Ansah was a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
As was Ezekiel Ansah, I believe.
It's so funny how, for some reason, and I don't even know the rules of what is a Ribby name and what is not.
Right.
But, like, everyone who listens to Ribby can internalize what is a Ribby name.
Right.
And they'll send you one saying, oh, my God, look at this Ribby
name. We got
one. And I'm like, I'll be damned, that is a Ribby name. I have no idea why it is, but it is.
Maybe it's ending with vowels.
That's got to have something to do with it. Like, who are some, like, classic Ribby names?
I'm telling you, Barcavius Mingo is...
Barcavius Mingo.
You should have him get drafted every year.
Ansay, Aswose, Madanane.
Norm, you should be good at this. What are good Ribby names? Just crazy.
The best was the defensive back that the Cowboys drafted.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
That's the one we said.
That's
Akwazi Owusu-Ansah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the draft. Remember that they were having celebrities make picks, and Jerry Jones' grandson made the Cowboys pick that year.
Spalding or non-Spalding?
Non-Spalding.
Okay.
And his turn comes, and you're just hoping that, you know, they're going to take Herb Smith, you know?
Yeah.
And they give the guy then a Akwazi Owusu-Ansah, and he made it about halfway through.
You think Jerry just didn't know he could say the name, so he just handed it off to...
He just passed it along.
Make it somebody else's problem.
How long has Ribby been the expert? 20-plus years? Or
I think it was year one. So it was,
serious?
Yeah.
So that means you had that one long before you were even on the air?
What do you mean I had?
Are we not? It's Saturday. It's
that.
Fine.
I don't know. You're...
You were friends with. You were friends with.
Pretend here.
You were friends with Ribby from before the.
No, it just came up in the cubicle area one day. We wanted to do a draft expert, and so okay, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to name him? And I think I said Ribby, and then Craig said Paltz because he had an old card of Billy Paltz, who I think was a San Antonio Spur or something,
who had the most inglorious nickname in the NBA. He was nicknamed...
Badge maker?
The whale.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Either or.
Yeah.
That was bad, too. Billy Paltz, sure.
Yes. He's like some ridiculous-looking 70s white guy, right?
Yeah, 6'11", giant white dude. Very Dwayne Schintz's before Dwayne Schintz's.
Whopper.
And so that's why... That's how Ribby got his name. From Billy Paltz. Because there was a Billy Paltz card on Craig's desk at that very moment.
Did the voice come before the name?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Was the nipple to knee ratio on the very first?
That was early on. That was just insanity. That's all from me just not wanting to do any characters or even talk. And so just spit out whatever comes into my mind. This good nipple to knee ratio. He's got the armpit distinctions that... just throw words at the problem and just hopefully things go away.
And it's a direct... goes against not laughing when it comes to the draft, right, Norm?
Right.
Yes. We apologize for that.
And we apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Ribby's review of the draft is always a hoot.
His picks.
Preview of the draft.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a question, a programming question.
Please.
So what is this show right now? What is Cirque du Soroy, and when is that? And then what is this compared to that? And then... I heard this being called the drip line. Is that what we're...
Drip squad.
The drip squad.
And that was actually just come up with a couple of minutes
deal?
Ago.
It might be, because that store right there has a t-shirt up front called the drip squad, it says.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was a nice encapsulation of what Ryan and I are doing. This is normally the Cirque du Soroy show with myself and my brother Cash.
Okay.
And
all
it's
right.
Noon to two Saturdays. Gotcha. Brother Cash is currently sitting at a cafe in The Hague. He just landed with his wife like a couple hours ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so he's taking a 2+... almost 3-week European trip for their anniversary that they just landed right now. So he obviously can't be a part of this. Ryan available. And
which anniversary is this for them?
I don't know.
Sports. It's the sports anniversary.
Yeah.
So, and Norm, you can help me out here. Chlamydia is the drip and gonorrhea is the clap, or is it the other way around?
You know, I don't have any personal experience there, so I'm not certain, Gordon.
I think gonorrhea is the drip, right? No, that's the clap.
All right.
Gonorrhea is the clap. Come on.
I'll get Google Images up, and we can just look at the pictures.
Yeah, we'll look at the pictures and determine for ourselves.
And rank the order in which we'd like to not have them.
Right.
Stuff
to
be a Google Image.
Have you had an STD, Mike?
No. No, I haven't.
Whoa. We just lost Norm somehow.
We did discuss that earlier, that if I asked Norm if he'd ever taken an emergency trip to the doctor in honor of one of those things.
But I thought you had talked about having crabs before.
I've never talked about having crabs.
You didn't talk about it.
Not on air. I did not talk about having
crabs.
Do you actually know anyone who's had crabs?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is that a 70s thing? I'm sorry. I've never had crabs, no. But is that really something that was an epidemic in what, the 80s?
In the 70s?
I don't know.
I think the 70s was more of gonorrhea, wasn't it? And chlamydia? Norm?
He's not playing, I don't think.
Crabs was the first one you heard of in middle school when your friend's like, oh, there's this disease where there's a bunch of little crabs crawling all over you.
Yeah.
Maybe the creepiest one, too. Well,
definitely.
I don't know. I'd rather, if I had to have one, I'd rather choose external than internal.
So you'd choose crabs?
I would choose crabs.
Yeah. Right, what do you got to pay to get rid of chlamydia?
Which would you choose, Norm? Like between like crabs and AIDS?
I think crabs, Gordon, if that's okay.
Yeah. So you choose crabs.
The crabs are on the menu. We're all going to say it. We all choose crabs. Okay, good. Everybody, Ryan, you want to do it too?
Let's hop
so
on board.
So we can move along finally. And cool. Now, Ryan, as always fails, we'll go back to Gordon and say, which STD would you choose if given the opportunity to pick one?
I think I'd choose all of them. I would love to experience all of them at one point in my life.
How about for like $10 million? You spend one, you snap your finger, 24 hours, you have every STD ravaging your body, and then in 24 hours, it's all gone.
Would I choose that over just not ever having
it? No, would you do that, let's say, for $2 million?
And then how long? What's the duration?
24 hours.
Hmm.
You just snap your finger, you have every single STD at its worst. And then...
Including end-stage AIDS.
I don't know about end-stage. Well, let's just say it's not gonna. You're not going to end.
Okay.
Within this 24 hours.
For $2
million.
$2
million.
Yes! What an awesome payday that is. For one day, Norm.
Everything is going to hurt. Right?
For one day, two dreams come true. You become a multimillionaire and you have every STD.
So have you actually done that for nothing in the past?
Have I?
Yes.
In piecemeal form, yeah. Not all at once.
Which one? I know you like the bug chaser, or what's the other one?
Gift giver.
Okay, you'd be the ultimate gift giver.
I don't think we're honoring it last year. We should...
Oh, on the topic that you brought up
yeah,
and went around the horn asking everyone to power rank their STDs.
We thought we had a cool new show name, and now it's turned into STD.
Well, that's
talk.
Why we started this,
right.
Yes, because it was the Drip Squad.
The Drip Squad didn't feel that cool anymore.
This is classic Gordon. I mean, classic. That's why he's been so funny for 2.5 decades. Gordon gets this ball rolling, and it goes downhill, and the ball goes out of control. I mean, speeds everywhere, crashes into things.
Yeah. And then I distance from it and then talk to cops and tell them, I don't know what happened over there, but it's just crazy.
Gordon immediately withdraws and finds the high ground.
Right, yeah, we all go chasing the ball down the hill into traffic, and then you look up and Gordon's sitting against a tree reading a book.
Having a cold beer.
Not even watching us anymore. That's pretty well put, Norm. I can't argue with that. All right. Any and all are welcome to stick around. It is 128. We are live at Redbird Mall. It is Donovan's DFW Domino Classic. And I think we're heading toward round three, perhaps. George Dunham is standing up, and that is a good thing, judging by the position of his waistband earlier when he was sitting.
Yeah.
The fact that he's standing, I don't know if that means he's been eliminated or not. We will get an update. And we're just going to screw around, talk dominoes, have some fun, and we'll do it all right here next on The Ticket. Man, Ryan, thank you. 136, that's Ryan Medlin filling in for Cash. Cash in Amsterdam right now. How cool is that? You ever been, Norman?
Yes, as a matter of fact, not for long, though. On the way to South Africa last year, it was Dallas to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to South Africa.
Oh, so just touch and go, though?
Yeah. Amsterdam is really well, we don't want to get into this, but they really have a problem in Amsterdam. It's not a huge city.
Yeah.
And Amsterdam is famous for being a very liberal city.
Yeah.
And having a red light district, shall we say.
Yes,
there are out there everywhere who give you tours of the red light district.
Yeah.
Just tours. You don't go in. You just see the outside.
Well, that's up to you, but you can take a tour of the red light district. And apparently that's become a very popular tourist thing.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, We got to keep people out of here. We got to preserve what we are.
Well, yeah. That would lead back to issues with our previous discussion with Gordon.
Right.
If people keep going on these district tours.
You went on a red light district tour, Norm?
What?
Yeah, you didn't go on the red light district tour.
No, heavens
tour,
no.
Right?
Heavens, I just heard about it.
Oh, heavens no.
Heavens no. So
you just heard about it.
Double no.
You just looked at the pictures.
Have you been to Amsterdam?
I have been to Amsterdam.
What's your favorite destination or place or whatever? And we know him. He's New Zealand.
Such a well-worded question.
I hear so much about Norm's travels, but, you know, what about you? What's your favorite place?
What is my favorite place? On a woman?
Yeah.
I would say, let's see, where's my favorite place I've ever traveled?
Yeah.
Greece was nice.
It's high on my list. I've never been. I really want to go.
And I have a real fondness for Paris. I've been to Paris more than I've been to any other place.
I was going to say, where have you gone multiple times? Mm-hmm. Paris?
Yes. Yeah, I've been to a lot of places multiple times, Mike, believe it or not.
Are the people in Paris nice? Can we crush that stereotype that they hate us?
I never found them to be particularly rude. I don't know where that started or whether it was true in the past and it just isn't anymore. But it's like, I don't know. I guess I didn't expect them to be cooking me a southern meal just because I said hi to them. And I think that maybe we expected too much from there.
I think it's big city living versus Paris or anywhere in particular. I was in London, and I think they just don't care. Like what?
Right.
It's just
they
a giant city. Everyone's dealing with their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do we expect them to do? Welcome to our lovely country.
You get it in New York. You know? You say hi to somebody walking.
Wait. I want to hear more of this French accent.
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't.
Welcome to our lovely country.
It's like killer. It's sort of like Parisian killer. Welcome to our nation of peace and friendship.
Gordon, are you a city person when you travel?
When I travel, I have tended to be a city person because those are the destinations that you're trying to knock off your list first. And then later on, I think once you get a few of those off your list, that's when you want to start going on those treks and adventures and that take you through, you know, smaller places.
When you went to Greece, did you spend most of your time in Athens or did you get out to any of the islands?
No, I went to some of the islands, went to Santorini and a couple of the other islands. And the Greece trip was great. You know, that's one of the ones that I went through some smaller towns on my own and stayed with people and things like that. That was really nice. I really enjoyed my Greece trip.
Have you done Italy in a similar manner?
Not in a similar manner. In Italy, I've done kind of the major cities and with a few of the smaller. I think I went to Siena and Pisa and places like that.
Did you have coffee on the square in Siena?
Yes.
Did. Siena is where the big horse races, the Palio, if I got that correct, the big horse races are twice.
He brought it back to horse racing. Summer.
Somehow. And he asked you to confirm the name of the horse racing venue. You're the guy on that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, have you guys ever done any crazy trips?
I lived in Sweden for a couple months in my teens playing hockey out there. That's as exotic as I got.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is awesome.
It's a good
Where?
One.
Where?
It was in Gothenburg, a little city outside
Gothenburg,
Stockholm.
Gothenburg, yes.
Beautiful. Lived with a family there. They gave me my own. It was funny. I moved in with a family there for the couple of months I was there, and they took me up to my room that I was going to be staying in. They decked it out with everything American flag. The sheets, the pillows. There was two flags on the wall.
They thought that's the way
you'll
we all live.
You love this. Look.
America's
cowboy
great.
Hat yeah. for you
but
to
I will
wear
say,
every day.
The coolest part about Sweden, because we went to a couple of houses, every house there had a sauna. That's really? What they do there. Down in their basements, they have saunas.
Wow.
So I guess in Spain they have their siestas, in Sweden they have their saunas.
I do want to do Sweden, that whole area. I want to do New Zealand. I want to do that anyway.
Wait, Spain has siestas?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Naps.
Yeah.
The midday nap.
I swear we have that in America too, though, don't we?
No, they have like official, right?
We call that being lazy in America.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
official
okay.
for...
We call that working
gotcha.
10 to noon and then being done at noon. Then do whatever you want the rest of the day. I did Russia. I suppose that's my most exotic one.
St. Petersburg or where?
Moscow, mostly. We did take a train up to St. Peter. We're going to Lithuania because we're Lithuanian. And to get there, you had to fly through Moscow. So we spent a few days in Moscow and did, you know, Red Square and mm-hmm. saw Lenin and what was Stalin's tomb. But Stalin's body isn't there anymore. But you wait and go see Lenin's body. I mean, his body.
What did they do with Stalin's body?
They buried it, I believe, in the wall in the Kremlin. So in Red Square, there's the where Lennon's body actually is, and you
which
wait.
Is creepy. You ever watched a documentary on the way they maintain that thing?
I have seen that, but
it's so gross watching them get him out of there. Yeah. And he looks like he's made of rubber now.
Yeah, he looks like that when you see him in person too. But we were kids and we went to do it. So you wait in this long line, walking through Red Square in the shadow of the Kremlin, which is pretty amazing. And the doorway you walk into this tomb, there's a Russian guard on both sides where you literally have to brush shoulders with both for them to keep it so single file.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to squeeze through. And the camera rule is incredible because there was like a $1 million prize for anyone to get a picture of what's inside here. So they check you so thoroughly. You walk inside and walk down this into this kind of catacomb, and then you do like kind of a half moon walk or half circle around Lenin's body. And Lenin, that beard is just so iconic. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the time, I think I was 12 years old. I didn't know the history too much, but I know that face and I know that beard. And he's just laying there, and he's got sort of a metallic looking Russian flag as his blanket. That's how I remember it. And it was dead silent. I don't know that I'd ever even seen a dead body prior mm-hmm. to that. I mean, then the fact that it's Lenin, you're in Red Square, and, well, you just walk around in silence, then you walk out. And then you walk along the wall where the other famous Russian graves are, which I believe is where Stalin is, and Yuri Gagarin is there. And I don't know if Laika the dog is there, but it's famous cosmonauts. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all right against the wall of the Kremlin. And then you walk back out, and you go to the newly built McDonald's, and you eat a Big Mac.
Does that
in Russia.
So crazy.
In Does Russia. That remain a big tourist stop in Russia?
I'm afraid this was in 1990 or 91 when I went, so I'm not positive. I'm sure Red Square is, and St. Basil's Cathedral obviously is right there with the onion, you know, the onion looking church.
Yep.
Which is gorgeous, man. That's something to see.
I love that architecture. I think it looks so cool.
Amazing. And you just stand there and look at it, and you have this, I mean, Russia. I mean, this was shortly after Lithuania regained their independence in 1989, because my grandfather wouldn't go back until then.
Mm-hmm.
So we This is kind of fun. We go to Moscow because you had to. Then we get to Lithuania. And when we got to Lithuania, my grandfather met his brother, who he hadn't seen for, I believe, 40-plus years.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
His brother.
No.
And I don't know. Some of us have brothers. Some of us don't. I'm very close to mine. Some people are less so. Pre-internet. This is maybe just letters. But you haven't seen your brother because of political reasons for 40 years. And, hell, they were 70-something at the time, 75. I really don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. to a kid, they were anciently old, but they just kind of teared up and hugged each other.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Seeing your brother, who you know you love, but you, for reasons out of your hands, you just have refused to go see, and he wouldn't leave.
What was your grandfather's story as to how he, when he left? And
yeah, well, her and my grandmother and grandfather were in Lithuania, and obviously it's right in the early 1940s, so it's a very dicey thing because Russia took over Lithuania, but then Germany was taking over everything. So they did end up living in Berlin at some point during this whole thing, and then they escaped to Venezuela in the mid to late 40s, I believe it was. Yes, it
after
was
maybe, the war, though.
Yes, mm-hmm. And they escaped to Venezuela and then hit a jewelry shop and applied forever for U.S. citizenship and finally got it and moved to Miami, Florida, which is where, you know, I was born and where all that happened. But my grandfather was very successful in Lithuania. They had to leave everything and then moved to Germany, and he was okay. And then they went to Venezuela, and he ended up opening up a jewelry shop. So he actually did well after losing everything like 4 times.
He was successful each time.
And then they moved to Miami, and they bought an apartment house on Miami Beach, which is still in the family today.
Oh, wow.
And needless to say, it was a good investment.
We have kids complaining they submit 4 applications for a job, and they bitch about not being able to get one.
Yeah.
Starting over 4 different times.
Right. And learning Lithuanian, German, Spanish, and English. You know.
Do stories like that ever make you feel a little soft?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? And that's on my mom's side. And my dad's like a powerboat racing champion.
Right.
And I crack 3 zingers
and you produce
a day
Norm.
From 10 to noon.
And you produce
Trust
me. Mike.
Like, if I ever start to think I'm doing all right for myself, which is pretty rare.
So your grandfather lived in Berlin during the war?
Yeah, but my mom was born in Oberlenningen, a small town in Germany, mm-hmm. during the war, yeah.
Vida was?
Vida was, yeah.
Vida was.
Born in Germany to Lithuanian.
I didn't know
parents.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Deep history in the Soroy roots.
I know, pretty cool, right?
And Norm's Polish.
Yes.
Lithuania's neighbor.
Polish and German.
There's a fact about Norm that depresses me every time I think about it. It's one that, well, actually, there's many facts about Norm that depress me every time I think about it.
Hey, I agree.
That part's a joke.
No, but
hey,
it was,
I agree.
Yeah, same, me too. Pretty much everything.
It was when Norm said that I don't know one person on this earth that's related to me.
I agree.
Yeah,
that just freaks me out.
I don't know anybody on the face of the earth. I mean, they're out there. There's a few scattered around, but I had no brothers and sisters, and all my aunts and uncles are gone, and I've got cousins somewhere, but I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are, don't know where they are.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah,
wow.
Give him a hug.
Sure.
You want a cup of soup or anything? Can I?
Come here, Norm.
So the odds.
Oh, he's giving him a hug. Look at that.
So the odds.
That's the first time Norm's had human contact in years.
But there's no relative, so the odds that maybe I score the Michael Johnson Olympic shoes one day,
right,
are decent.
You decent. Are, I guess, you're his heir. You're Norm's heir.
I might be, right?
Mm-hmm. What else? Could you make a list? Come by the house and make a list,
yeah, just
Mike. Okay.
Put stickers.
Exactly
I'll
right.
put a little manatee
exactly
sticker
right.
on all the stuff that I want one day. Well, you guys are the best. Thanks for jumping in.
Hey, thank you guys.
148. A little chit-chat. We didn't even talk about how drunk I was at fight night and how mean Gordon was to me.
Was I mean?
And always is.
Somebody
are we trying to make magic
that was
or
being
not,
mean,
Corby?
And that I was, like, when we did the segment, is what
I heard
people
that.
Were talking about.
No, that didn't bother me at all. And despite the slurred speech, I'm of sound mind, generally. Like,
right.
I understand the bit. Yes, I'm living the caricature on Fight Night. I'm going to get hammered. Mm-hmm. I realize it. I get it. I think it's kind of funny, and it leads to some funny stuff. I will say your stuff tends to feel like it has more vitriol than some of the other hosts.
I wonder if that's an interpretation, because I don't intend it to be. Like, when I ask you to do this, when I ask you to do the Pledge of Allegiance, you think that's vitriolic?
Well, look, I understand the base of that is funny and try to have a funny moment, and it's a tribute to that other girl who
right.
was one of my favorite things of all time.
And isn't it always kind of funny when someone's really drunk on
yes,
the air?
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, we tell that story about when I got blasted at the Marconi's that time, which was 20 times more embarrassing than anything you've ever done.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Horrible story.
Is that audio buried?
And as much as it makes me wince to think, oh, man, what was wrong? What's wrong with me? I go, but it is good radio. Okay. It is funny.
That's exactly me for the last 24 hours. Is right. I wince. I'm cringy. I'm like, God. But it's kind of funny, and that's the bit.
Speaking of Marconi's.
Yeah.
You guys are 4 weeks away from finally getting biggest morning personality on the planet Earth.
We've lost six times, I think it is. I wouldn't count on us winning another one.
Seven's
I mean, winning
the
one.
Charm.
Lucky number seven indeed. All right, 150 the time. Oh, we're live at Redbird Mall for Donnie's DFW Domino Classic. We'll be back in a minute here on The Ticket.
158 here, Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. The Cirque du Cartel / Drip Squad / Cartel du Soroy.
This is the last time the song will ever be played on this
yes.
show, right now.
And I'll miss it a little bit. But we are out here at Donnie's DFW Domino Classic. We are close to wrapping up, but this tournament's still going strong, Mike, as it looks like there's about 40 people centered around one or two tables?
Yeah, I think we're down to the maybe semifinals or finals. I don't know. I can't tell if Team Dunham is out. They are just standing and not sitting.
Thank
but
God.
I think we might just be between... between the rounds or whatever. So I really am not sure. It's hard to tell.
I haven't seen any fights or any serious tension breakout. It looks like everybody's smiling, having a good time. We are. I've had
we
a good time.
Sure
have you?
Are. Yeah, man. It's been pretty cool. Pretty cool of Norman to come by and join us, and Gordon as well. And everybody, man. Big old ticket turnout, man. Very cool.
All supporting each other.
Very cool. Who do we got? The kick around?
It's us.
The real kick around?
The real deal kick around meal.
Look at these guys. Pete and Andy. Hi, bros.
Andy's not here.
Oh.
I just asked if it was the real kick round. You said yes.
It is, but I'm playing the part of Andy, too.
Is he planning on showing up, or?
No, Andy is in either Ireland or Scotland.
For real?
Yeah, for real. He and his wife are over there for some thing that has nothing to do with soccer, unfortunately.
I don't believe that.
No, here's the thing. So, one of the greatest rivalries in all of sport is called the Old Firm Derby, and it's between Celtic and Rangers.
That's
and that,
soccer.
And they are playing that game this weekend. Andy could have gone, but chose actively not to go to the Old Firm Derby.
Whoa, really?
Yes! Because Andy
what
has
a moment for him.
Because he has this thing that when he's traveling with his wife, they don't do soccer stuff because the rest of his life is consumed by it.
Is that his decision, or did she heavily influence that you're not going?
No, it's his. It's his. Like, he has a hard and fast rule that if he's traveling and it's not a soccer specific trip, he doesn't do soccer because the rest of his professional and regular work week is so absorbed with the sport that he just wants to get away from it. But I was really shocked that he didn't get it. Like, this is one of, I'd say, top three rivalries in the world that he could have gone to. I mean, there's even a
his true love for his
modicum of danger to have attended, but he didn't go. So
who's your co-host? You have one, or are you solo?
I'm playing all the parts today.
You're really doing it by yourself?
No. I've got a Will Parchman from The Athletic's going to sit in, and we're going to, boy, it's going to be soccer nerd heaven today.
I can hang out.
Oh, yeah, Gordon? Yeah, that'd Gordon. Be awesome.
Have you ever met Gordon Keith, Pete?
I have met Gordon. He doesn't remember me, but I've met him several times.
How do you know I don't remember you?
Because when you walked past me at fight night, you didn't seem to recognize me.
Do you think you could pick Peter out of a police lineup?
No.
Fair.
No. You know, and it really sucks. This is, I mean, it bothers me that somewhere, it was many, many years ago, probably towards the beginning of the ticket, you just develop this kind of, you feel overwhelmed, and you develop tune out on names and faces, and the world feels like the world is kind of, it's in a public job, I think the world feels like it's coming at you all the time, and it just, your brain shuts off.
Yeah.
And I'll have, I mean, there's lots of people who come up to me and say, hey, you remember this, and I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Including our own show, which is amazing to have tune out on your very job that your existence depends on.
Or how
people can come up and mention something we did on the air 2 days ago, and I do not remember it. Yes.
Two days ago?
My brain offloads it.
Don't worry, Gordon.
You have to do that because you have so much stuff rolling through there at all times.
But it feels like dysfunction. It feels like something is maladaptive when you do not remember or record your own life in any way in your brain.
Yeah, but nobody does that. Nobody can tell you specifics of their day 2 years ago. I mean, your job just happens to be what it is.
But like, my dad had a very public job. He was a pastor of big churches. And the guy was amazing to where he would just remember all these details about all these different people all the time. And I never had that, never developed it.
Photographic memory to me is one of the most fascinating things. People who are able to do that and vividly remember small, very minuscule details that nobody else could, even if you remember the event, you can remember what you were wearing or what you were smelling.
Now, I do have weird memory like that. I have weird, specific memories that I'll remember certain emotional textures of some conversation or, I do remember you. You told me that your daughter had bought a little piece of a little ice cream dangly thing off her backpack and she had lost it and she'd cried. And they're like, what?
And it's like coming back to you.
And they're like, oh, my God, I told you that? Why? I'd even forgotten about that myself.
And they're super impressed.
Yeah, and then they're impressed. Whoa. Like, oh, my gosh, you have a great memory.
You're
and
like,
then
what
and then
now?
They're and then they're like, so you remember my husband. You met him that same day, too. No.
No, man.
Not really.
That's like if you tell one person you remember somebody from a high school that you mentioned, they start going off on the list of names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I only knew that one.
You know who's good at that is Norm. Norm's got a very unique memory. And it's mostly a short term. But like mid to short term, you know, like that's part of his secret to how he does his show and everything. But boy, he will remember things that are really incredible. Interactions with people, that kind of thing. He's very, very good at it. Wish I was better, and I've been bad. And it gets worse through the years, I think, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Gordon, I'll help you remember who I am. I'm the guy that showed you the collection of crush fetish photos on my phone that one day.
Oh, you're the guy I hate.
Crush fetish, good lord.
That's so weird. What's wrong with human sexuality?
Like, I'm jacked up, I'll be honest.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
But I am not watching crush fetish vids.
Well, what do you think that you...
No, we're not going to do it.
We want to know now.
No.
You brought it up.
You know, because at some point, all of this is going to be made public.
Yeah.
Everything we've ever searched, everything that anyone is into, it's going to become public knowledge.
And there'll be the clickable link to your camera on your laptop of you watching said things
of
that you enjoy.
Being sweaty and look like you're working at something under the desk.
Shirt off and grunting.
Knitting a vicious knot.
Grunting. Watching two pigs go at
it's all going to come out together.
Oh, my kneecap hurts.
With video accompaniment.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Gordon, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Ryan, I can't thank you enough, buddy. Thanks for filling in. I know Ryan and I are going to be noon to 3 on Monday, Labor Day fill-in.
Whoa.
So we saved all our good stuff for that. That'll be a good time. Thanks to Norm for jumping in. All the other people, Sean Bass, Brian Damaris, George Dunham, Dan Bennett, Jeff Catlin, all showed up to support our man, Donovan Lewis. It's the inaugural Donnie's DFW Domino Classic, and it looks like a rousing success for sure. A lot of people having a good time here at Red Bird Mall today.
Whoa.
I did so good for like 90 straight seconds.
I know.
Are you drunk?
It's because you're hungover. Are you real drunk and everything?
Yeah, I'm so drunk.
My hands are shaking. I just need a little booze. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
That's all right. Nice. See y'all, DFW.